You're listening to Insight on Capital Public Radio. I'm Beth Ruyak. We have some cool cover songs in this week's Sound Advice. An indie rock staple turns 16 and William Shatner gets cramps. That's an intriguing setup for Nick Bruner, host of Hey Listen, Saturday nights on Cap Radio. You can hear him. He's in the studio. Hey, Nick.
Hi, Beth.
Where do you want to begin with all of that?
Let's start with this band that I've been following since about 2008. They're called Screaming Females, and they're fantastic. They're a trio out of New Brunswick, New Jersey. They have a new album out called All at Once. This is a track called Fantasy Lens.
One craft obsession brought me down.
I bet they are something to see live.
I saw them live at the FYF Fest in LA a couple of years ago, like 2010 now. So it's been quite a while, but she was amazing. The vocalist's name is Marissa Paternoster. And it just, the way that she sings, her voice just embodies the most arresting qualities of these stadium packing performers like Gwen Stefani and Ozzy Osbourne and the Queens of the Stone Age. But you're more apt to see a group like Screaming Females in a mid-sized club or a bar. And it's an experience I would definitely recommend.
Okay. Who's next?
Next up is this group that I just sort of discovered. I was late to this train. This is the third record for this band called Shopping. They're out of the UK, and they combine minimal dance music with the music of groups like Chick 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 and Prince Horn Dance School. This comes from their new album called The Official Body.
They teach us procrastination. They teach us.
There's some sunshiny optimism for you.
See, when you say it like that, it's like you don't mean it, Beth.
Well, they don't get a lot of sun over in Great Britain. There's the point, right?
Well, you know, I like this group. Something really drives me to them. I don't know if it's just the challenge that I can't quite put my finger on what it is that draws me to them or what. But it's just, you know, it's just catchy, bouncy kind of music with an attitude.
I like that it's a very distinctive sound. Like you would hear it and know, oh, yes, that's that group and remember them. Mm-hmm. So the group is Shopping.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. All right. I'm talking with Nick Bruner. He's the host of Hey Listen on Cap Radio. How's the show going, by the way?
I love it. Every Saturday night from 8 to 10. You can also find it at capradio.org/heylisten. Plug. Yeah, it's just been great. I just love being buried in new music releases, stuff that I can't get enough time to listen to everything and looking for every possible way to showcase it. So nice to be here to talk about it.
Is the next release new?
It is. It is and it isn't at the same time. It's a cover. It comes from this record called Standing at the Gates, the songs of Not a Surf's Let Go. Let Go by Not a Surf is a record that came out in 2002. It's when I was in the middle of college, looking towards the end of college. And this one song kept making it on to my good friend Mike's mixed CDs. And every Friday night, we'd be drinking and talking about the problems of the world, and this song would come up, and I would always turn my head and go, oh, what is that? And he would always tell me, and I would never remember. Maybe it was the alcohol, or maybe it's just something in my brain that kept me wanting to be surprised. I don't know. But the song is called Happy Kid. And I heard it recently, and it reminded me that, I just got this new compilation. This is from it. And this is a musician called Ron Gallo. He's a member of a band called Toy Soldiers, and his cover of it is just, it's just magical.
Drowning in my id, always searching like it's on junk. No matter who I hang out with, can hear the clack crunk of the chains that pull the cars up the roller coaster from mountain tops so high. When it comes down,
I can see you sitting in the chair, beating your hand, bobbing your head with Mike.
Yeah, that's right. Indeed,
with
I was.
Mike. Mm-hmm.
And it just, I don't know, that song, that version of that song, I like for the same reasons that I like the original, but even though it sounds, it has, Ron Gallo puts his own distinct stamp on it. It's got this nice kind of country twang bit that I just love.
All right, we'll hear more of it at the end of the show, but let's try to get through two more.
Speaking of country twang, this is a group out of Georgia that's being, their newest album is out on Friendship Fever, which is a Sacramento record label. The group is called Neighbor Lady. This is a song called Let It Bleed.
So much pressure building up inside my chest. Tense and nervous, but you know I'm trying my best. Well, I'll let it bleed.
All right, you've got the same kind of cloudy, little bit stony theme going on here.
That's one of the seven dwarfs I was going to mention. Yeah, Surly, Stony, and Woozy all comes to mind when I hear that track. And it's just like, yeah, I like this. I dig this.
Are we getting a glimpse into the soul of Nick Bruner here at this point in 2018?
If you haven't figured that out by now, Beth. That Neighbor Lady is actually playing Sacramento, too. They're playing the Red Museum at the end of March.
Okay, so let's finish with William Shatner getting cramps.
Yeah, this is William Shatner from a new collection of covers put out by Dr. Demento, the long-running broadcaster who's now on a stream. It's him covering the cramps. It's Garbage Man. There's not a whole lot more to say about it.
Insight could I take people from peaceful archaeological digs in the Himalayas to the Garbage Man.
Yeah, absolutely. From 1980s rockabilly punk as done by the man most famously portraying Captain Kirk.
Okay, I love it. It's a great pitch for all the fun that happens on Hey Listen. Thanks for joining us for Sound Advice.
My pleasure.
There's more music at capradio.org/insight. That's Insight for today. I'm Beth Ruriak. Thanks for joining us. Gotta go back to Happy Kid by Ron Gallo.